Can you talk about neither painful nor pleasant feelings and the benefits of being with this boringness? Well, sometimes, in reality, most of what we experience is kind of neither painful nor pleasant. It's kind of, so it's not, if it's boring, that's actually an unpleasant sensation. That's kind of a unpleasant sensation, painful sensation, actually. Neither painful nor pleasant is the neutral aspect of the feeling tone of experience. Things are usually, and this is fairly quick that we, we experience something and there's a feeling tone to it. We see or taste or touch or think or feel something in our emotion, on an emotional sense. And there's a feeling tone to that experience. And it could be either painful, or it could be either pleasant, or it could be neither painful nor pleasant. And but certainly the willingness to be with the neither painful nor pleasant, which, as I was saying, probably comprises the majority of our experience, really. When we're willing to be present with that, then there's an alertness and awareness that can arise. There's a discourse, I think it's in the Majjhima Nikaya, it's the questions of that are directed to the Bhikkhuni Dhammadina, and she talks about the painful, say, the underlying tendency associated with painful feeling is aversion. The underlying tendency to pleasant feeling tends to be desire. And the underlying tendency to neither painful nor pleasant tends to be ignorance. So that by bringing a clarity of attention, then we don't just follow an underlying tendency, an underlying habit, and then we can be able to experience the neutral aspects of existence without drifting into unawareness or delusion.